Blog Talk Radio.
Another glorious day here on this Wednesday. Though it's raining down here in Atlanta, it's still a glorious day, honey. And I want you to get all your crumpets together, baby, because it's time to dish tea. And you're dishing tea, darlings. With Big Meatay there, Blog Talk Radio Land, honey. How are you today? It is the day after elections, honey, so whatever your political party was, honey, we just going to make it do what it do, okay? I'm not going to get all into all of that right now because my show today is going to be very bombastic, fantastic, and all of those other astics, honey. Because I am sitting up here, I'm in a state. Yes, honey. Okay, you see, I'm getting tongue-tied and all of that. Now, before I get into all of the fun that we're going to have, honey, let me first just say thank you again. If you're tuning in by computer and wish to join in on the conversation, honey, I encourage you to call 347-205-9183. Again, that's 347-205-9183. That's to cash you in. If you're over there by computer and want to sit over there in the tea room, honey, you're more than welcome to do that. The chat room is open, and I want you to go over there and dish your tea responsibly in there. Remember, this is just the written word. The written word. And a lot of times we tend to put our own interpretation on what someone else is writing, thinking they're saying it in a certain way. So dish your tea responsibly. There's no need to throw computers at the walls or throw stuff at it or slap it around or whatever because you disagree with someone. It's okay to disagree. We can agree to disagree, but don't be disagreeable, all right? That there is my creed to you over there in the tea room, all right? So while you're doing that, let me say here my disclaimer for the show. And the disclaimer is, this show is for mature audiences only, and the language and subject matters are not appropriate for children or anyone who is not mature to handle the subject matters. Your listening discretion is advised. Again, your listening discretion is advised. Now, for those of you who know me, honey, y'all know I have a potty mouth and I make no excuses for it, so I don't want to be held responsible if you're on your job. And, you know, you got the volume turned up and things, this, that, and the third, and it's taking you through changes, honey. Beware. I have warned you. Do not send me letters. Do not send me emails because I'm not going to respond to those. Put your headphones on or turn the volume down at a respectable level, and so consider yourself warned. Now, I'm going to do my best because, you know, when I have people on who have not shown me or their fortitude, honey, has not been one to go to the gutter. You know, I wanted to be respectful of my guests, and my guest, honey, has not demonstrated any of those qualities. So, you know, I'm going to do my best to be on reserve, so I'll be a good boy today. Okay, I'll do my best. I can't promise. So now saying all that, honey, let me say hello to my sponsors very, very quickly. Because without them, I can't do or continue to do what it is that I do on this end. So a great shout-out goes out to Trade Day Management and PR Firm. At Trade Day, enjoy a touch of Southern hospitality with a universal appeal for all of your public relations and entertainment management needs. Contact Trevion Davenport at 678-523-3088, 678-523-3088, or email at tradeaypr@gmail.com. Trade Day, TREADAYPR@gmail.com. Also, Pharaoh's Treasure Box, fine art, unique jewelry, and sensational 3D silk floral arrangements, creations by Taps. For all of your decorative needs, contact Pharaoh's Treasure Box at 248-688-5178 or 5179. That's 248-688-5178 or 5179, or email at pharaohstreasurebox@comcast.net. That's pharaohstreasurebox@comcast.net. Parisian Wine Productions, music to lighten your spirits and lift your soul, specializing in gospel and inspirational house and dance music. For all of your gospel and Christian production needs, contact Paris Hairston, the CEO, at 347-406-7734. 347-406-7734, or email at paris42268@yahoo.com. That's paris42268@yahoo.com. Life Fellowship of Christ Ministries, LIFE, Live in Freedom Everywhere. Reverend James Coleman is the leader and founder of this ecumenical social justice ministries, brought forth to free the oppressed and introducing a fresh approach to the Christ consciousness. Contact Reverend Coleman at 313-833-9278, 313-833-9278, or email at mustardcole@yahoo.com, mustardcole@yahoo.com. Icham Vidal Couture. Enjoy high fashion with a luxurious twist. Step into the future with fresh, innovative couture designs by Ms. Michi DeVale. For more information, contact Michi at 313-996-9807, 313-996-9807, or go to facebook.com/ Michi DeVale. Michi DeVale, MichieDeVale. Big Brothers Network, the BBN, a new online web magazine designed to show the world the class and style of the debonair man of size and his admirers. The first edition was launched Memorial Day weekend. For more information, go to www.bigbrothersnetwork.com, www.bigbrothersnetwork.com. We also have Caribbean Boys Entertainment. We cater, promote, entertain, and provide special services with the Caribbean swagger, island flavor on the mainland. Bam, bam. I love that. Mr. Silvano T. DeMarco is the CEO and founder of the CABC. For more information, please contact Silvano at CaribbeanBoysATL@yahoo.com. Caribbean Boys with a Z, ATL, at yahoo.com, or on Facebook at Facebook/ Silvano T. DeMarco. That's SylvanoTDMarco. Silvano T. DeMarco. Kissing After Dark. Kissing After Dark is Atlanta's premier social events for those who are tired of the same old party scene. These premier events are across the ATL, where the grown and sexy can become the seasoned and sophisticated. Every Wednesday at the Banana Wind, right in the underground Atlanta, join Kissing After Dark for their Lesbian Wednesdays, the hottest lesbian, bi attraction, or bi curious party in the ATL. Doors open at 8 o'clock and goes until there's no cover. $3 drink specials and $10 bucket specials. For more information, go to Facebook.com/ Kissin After Dark. That's KISSN After Dark. Swirl Films. Swirl Films is the number one urban film production company specializing in all areas of film production, including directing, producing, script writing, budgeting and scheduling, production assembling, and post-production. For more information, contact Eris Thomasunas, Russ Parr, or Keith Neal at 910-798-2934 or email at info@swirlfilms.com. Now, for my special announcements, please be advised and govern yourselves accordingly, that this March 25th through the 28th, I mean, the spring fling is going down in Orlando, Florida. My boys over here at the Big Brothers Network are sponsoring the spring fling. Honey, it is the world premiere of the Big Boy Flavor down in Orlando, Florida. Big Boys coming down there to take over. It is going to be held at the Parliament House. For more information, again, go to the website at www.bigbrothersnetwork.com, www.bigbrothersnetwork.com for all of your registration information, and please register early because the rooms are going fast. Also, this weekend we have with Pharaoh's Treasure Box, they are doing their wonderful, wonderful, I'm losing my screen here. I have my things up here, but the special announcement is they're doing another art show for all of you to get ready for your Christmas holidays, and it's going to be held. I'm losing my screen here. I'm having technical difficulties at the moment, so y'all forgive me. I'll come back later with that announcement. I want to keep the show rolling, but I am losing everything here, so we're going to come back to that one. But please, November 6th, this weekend in Detroit, Michigan, for Pharaoh's Treasure Box. I'll come back with that announcement momentarily. All right. I got all that out the way for the moment. Now, honeys, this here is a longstanding dream of mine come true. As you've heard, honey, she knew about me, but I didn't know about her. Well, the other way around, I knew about her, but she may not have known about me. My next guest, honey, hails from Detroit. She is the fabulous and sophisticated sound, one of the voices of the girl group, honey, the legendary, the fabulous, the incomparable, the sexy, the titillating, that melodious sound of the Jones Girls, honey, with such hits that we all know and love and come to adore as You're Gonna Make Me Love Somebody Else, Nights Over Egypt. They did their cover of Children of the Night, honey. Get As Much Loving As You Can, Back in the Day. Donna, I can go on and on and on, but my sister here has said that she wanted to come on because after all of this time, my girl has been doing her thing and she's coming back with a new CD called Feels Like Heaven. And we want to make sure that we give her all the love and all of the support that she's given us over the years. And I want to make sure that we do her some justice. So without any further ado, let me give a great big old dishing tea welcome to the one and only, the legendary, Miss Shirley Jones. Hello there, my darling.
Hello, Big Meech. How are you and your listening audience? How are you guys? And you said a surprise, and was that ever a surprise? You know that song, She Knew About Me.
It was
one of my favorites from my solo CD in 86, but it was also the one and only song that I had the opportunity, and I'm so proud of that song because I wrote that song with Kenny Gamble. From Gamble.
Get out. I was going to ask you that, baby.
Yes,
okay.
And I had not heard it, and that was wonderful hearing that in the opening. Brought back a
Did
ton
I've
of memories.
Done my job. I love that. Girl, listen, honey. Now, I happen to be one of the music aficionados, honey, on this side of creation. So it's very little that gets by me. Okay. And that particular song there, see, when that song came out, darling, I'm openly gay, for those who don't know, ha, 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 surprise.
Right.
But,
right. But
you know, the LGBT community, honey, most of us, we flocked to that song, honey. You know, that was an anthem.
And
that was an anthem.
And you know what? It should have been the first single, but you know, or the second single, but Do You Get Enough Love came out, which was number one for me, and that was great. And then Last Night I Needed Somebody. But
I
She Knew About
Somebody.
Me.
Woo!
Yeah, She Knew About Me was my favorite, and then Luther Vandross, too, bless his soul. Every time he would see me, that would be the song he would sing.
Really?
Here she go, because he loved that song as well.
She knew about me, honey, but I didn't know
about her. I didn't know about her. You know, we
all
know.
Oh,
we
all
have been in situations like that.
Recently, honey, I was like, oh, okay, you playing with my affections, honey.
Yeah.
But.
I know, we all have. Gay, straight, you go through those situations. We all know about that.
Exactly. Oh, but you know, here, we're talking about that, but let's go back just a little bit to the beginning. As you girls just said, let's go back in the day, honey. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's talk about the beginnings when you girls wanted to first start singing. You know what? Before I do that, I got another surprise for you. Because, see, this is going to be music sealed because I got to do this right now. Because when we talk about the beginning, I have to go here. See if you remember this voice, honey.
You see, take a good look around, and if you
All right, honey.
You talking about making a girl go get
you
tissues, because that was my mom, my best friend who I lost in January of 2006. And when we lost her, she's really the reason why, losing her is why I decided to get back out there. And in August of that year was when Gene Karn and Sherelle and Angela Wimbush and myself did my first comeback concert. And it was all because I lost my mom, and I knew that no matter what, she wanted me to get back into singing. So, boy, mm-hmm. you talking about making me run upstairs and get tissue.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. And also, too, a lot of people don't know, but my mom was the first black gospel singer signed to RCA Records. They signed her and Little Richard on the rock side and my mom on the exact same day.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. So talk about history there.
Yes.
Wow. So, you know, what was that? You know, as you said, that's what propelled you to get back out there. But, you know, in the earlier days
mm-hmm.
of developing and crafting and honing in that skill, what are those memories that you hold dear to your singing style now that mom instilled in all you girls?
Singing background for her, because around Detroit and then really the Midwest area, Cleveland, Chicago,
mm-hmm.
She was always known as Mary Frazier Jones. And as we grew up and started singing, it became, first it was me and her, then we would do, you know, she'd pull me out and I'd sing. I had to be about maybe 4 or 5. And then Brenda came along, and it would be me, my mom, and Brenda. And then when she realized Valerie could sing, it became Mary Frazier Jones and the Jones sisters. So this was on the gospel mm-hmm. circuit, and those are the most, that's what really honed our talent. We would sing, I think she did that to keep us out of the streets and away from boys and all that. You know, she kept us
mm-hmm.
in
of
church.
Course.
Because we sang in every type of church, the Pentecostal, the Baptist, Catholic, it didn't matter. And we became so popular that usually Friday through Sunday, we were booked singing somewhere in some religious facility.
Wow. Okay. So now, you guys, what was the transition like when you girls said, okay, we're going to step out, you know, and now this is going to be a business. This is going to be a career.
Well, the business part of it actually came, I think I was about maybe 12 or 13, and there was a guy, because I really wanted to go to Juilliard to be an opera singer. And I I was the protege of this guy that was a huge opera star in Amsterdam. And he came to the Detroit Conservatory of Music where we were taking voice
yeah.
lessons there and piano lessons for years. And I was his protege for about a year. And then after that, Holland Dozier Holland got wind of us. And we started I was maybe 13, 14, and I'm the oldest. So the other girls, we're like stair steps. So they're like a year
mm-hmm.
younger. We started doing background and for different, like Frida Payne and different groups that they had at Invictus Records there in Detroit. Until they
mm-hmm.
even released a couple of records on us that were local hits. That was Invictus. So my mother was, at first she was upset because, of course, she wanted us to be in the gospel field. But we were
mm-hmm.
so, we you know, at that time, you know, being in Motown and Motown and all of the R&B things were happening, the only criteria she put on that was that, okay, you guys can do it. But I'm going to be there, and I believe you me, at every session until we were old enough for her not to be until
right.
I was 18. She would be right there with her Bible and all of her reading materials, and if anybody talked to us or tried to could dissuade us from what we were focused on, which was singing, and even in the R&B field, she would just give them a look. If any guys were trying to talk to us, if anybody was trying to talk to us, you know, they'd have to go through her. So that was her only criteria, and she was right there. She was a hands-on mom she was there for us once we made the decision to do this, because we were making a lot of money as background singers, even young. So she was right there with us.
Okay. Okay, now here comes where a lot of folks may want to, because when you're singing in groups, a lot of people never understand the dynamics of how one steps out to be the lead singer. How did that come about for you to say, you know, when the sister said, okay, you're going to, you know, lead. And this is not to say that Brenda and them didn't lead, because there's a couple songs that Brenda led. But, you know, you became, so quote unquote, the voice of the sisters. So how did that come about? And, you know, how did you guys keep down any animosities?
Well, to be honest, a lot of animosity wasn't kept down. But, and I'm just being real, it wasn't kept down. In fact, that was one of the reasons why I ultimately ended up leaving the Jones Girls. But the main decision came, which is true not only back then, but it's true to this day, that most groups have, especially female groups, has one voice that people, they aggregate to, or they want that distinctive voice. With the Supremes, it was Diana Ross. With the Vandellas, it was Martha Reeves. And, you know, with Destiny's Child, it's Beyonce. You can go on and on and on. And Gamble is the one that, Kenny Gamble made that decision when he, you know, said, it's not a reflection on anybody's voice or anything, but we need to have one voice that people can relate to. But the Jones Girls were a little different in that, even though I was the lead singer, we are still primarily known for those melodic,
those tight harmonies, honey.
Those harmonies. Mm. And there's only one other group that most people will even compare us to, and it's because of that intricate, those tight harmonies. That's the Emotions. It's the Jones Girls, and the Emotions gave you that. Even though there were other sister groups that had harmonies, people always here, Europe, every place we have gone, Japan, that's one thing they always talk about. And that's what I used to tell Brenda and Valerie. The bottom line is, it doesn't matter who lead, we're all making the same money. It's our harmonies that people want to hear. That's what they want.
Oh, girl. Oh, y'all. Oh. Okay, I'm having a moment.
Yeah.
Because I'm hearing stuff in my head right now on, you know, you take a song like Nights Over Egypt. Y'all, oh, my God.
Oh, and yeah, and Who Can I Run To?
Okay.
When you take songs like those, and most of those, all of the backgrounds, first of all, that on all of our songs, from You Gonna Make Me Love Somebody Else, Who Can I Run To, where there's a lot of background, they were all created by the Jones Girls. All three of us participated in that. That was our forte, creating backgrounds, and especially Valerie. Valerie, who we lost in 2001, was blessed with perfect pitch. And that girl, she was just so talented. She was the quiet one in the group, very, very shy. And a shout out to her son PJ, my nephew, who is he's 22 now, and he is in he's a wonderful, fine rapper that I'm working on getting him out there, and he has some tremendous beats. He also plays piano. He studied piano for like 10 years, and that's my baby.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my baby. That's Val's son, and she was blessed with that. And between her and Brenda also had an excellent, excellent ear for music. We would sit there for hours and create these backgrounds that would ultimately become the Jones Girls sound, the Jones Girls brand.
Yes, Lord.
And we were so proud when people like Luther and Freddie Jackson and other male artists would say that when they would call females in the studio to record background for them, they would always say, "We want that Jones Girl sound." We want a Jones Girl sound.
Okay.
Because, you know,
that's
we would be working,
crazy.
And they said, "We can't get the Jones Girl because they're out on the road, but we want that Jones Girl sound." And so that is a blessing, and that is one thing that I am most proud of is our harmonies and our ability to
right.
write background. Yeah.
Ooh, baby, because I'm telling you that you girls have defined that, you know, that, and then you had intricate harmonies, and then the sound was very light and very feminine. I was telling Michi DeVille, said one of the things I wanted to ask you was, you know, in all of your songs, both as with the group and in your solo career, you love being a woman. Everything is nice and feminine. You know, it's a beautiful sound. Even when you're sexy and when you're talking about grown folks talking the songs or whatever, it's not crude or crass. Well, back in the day, there was a separate category for that, for the comedians and all that. But in music, you know, it was very light and very friendly. And you have a way of translating femininity, honey, that gay folks, all of us who flock to you, honey, we love all that.
And drag queens,
honey, who put on some hair could imitate you on the stage.
It's funny because at one of our shows after Val passed, Brenda and her daughter, Marita, who's a BSN at Grady Hospital, and we went out and did several dates, to do some things back in, it had to be 2002 or 3, because the year Valerie passed, they released the Best of the Jones Girls. So we went out and did a mini tour. And at one of the, in L.A., and we were in Inglewood, California, we did a show, and who came backstage but RuPaul? And Ru said to us, she said to us then, she said, "You know, you guys have been one of my favorites from seeing you guys back at Studio 54, 52, whichever one it was, all those different clubs that we would go to back then." And because that's one of the things that the gay community, they love about us is that we are feminine. But, we can't help but be that, because not only that's what we are, but then we were Diana Ross's background singers, and she's the ultimate.
She's the ultimate.
She taught us everything we know.
What was that experience? Girls, y'all were with Ross.
Oh, my God.
What was that like?
That, even now, when I look at pictures, when I think about those days, and you know how people always say, "Is it true that, you know, Miss Ross is that she's a bitch?" I said, "Let me tell you something." I said, back in the day, a man that demanded perfection from everyone around him would be called a true man, a real man,
right,
a hell of a man.
Mm-hmm.
But Miss Ross is an absolutely wonderful person. She happened to be a woman that demanded perfection. If you were not at the top of your game, you were gone. Simple as that. No questions asked, because she demanded perfection around her, because she was a perfectionist. And I give kudos to her, because she taught me well, and I am the exact same way. So, the exact same way. There's no excuse for not being at the top of your game. And so much so, when we were out there with her, that's when she gave us our own 10-minute spot, which is something she had never done with any of her singers. She told us, "You guys are too good to sing background behind me or anybody else." And she is the reason why we ended up with Philadelphia International and ended up having success as the Jones Girls.
Wow. Ooh. Oh, all the, but you know, here we go, because a lot of folks understand, you know, with the music industry and carrying on, and you know, Michi and I, we crack up because Michi had to say, he said, Hollywood is just the devil because of all of the nonsense that goes on and the craziness. How did you and your sisters, you know, make a way to stay away from all the drugs, sex, and rock and roll culture that is supposed to be congruent with entertainment business?
From our upbringing, there were a lot of times. Now, we partied, you know, we partied, and it says, in fact, you know, Brenda especially, you know, the party girl and all that. But we would do what, and the other thing, Gamble and Huff, you know, put really good people around us to the point where, mm-hmm. as far as like the, my mother always taught us one thing, and that is that man was put on this earth to be in control over everything. So that means you don't let anything control you, but you do it to, you know, if it's something that you like, be it sex, drugs, rock and roll, you do not let it control you. You be in control mm-hmm. over what you do, especially if it's something that you take into your system or anything like that. So it was our upbringing that kept us from being out there to the point where you would hear stuff about people falling out in the streets and, you know, going crazy
yeah.
and all of that. So it was primarily the upbringing. And then with me, you know, over the years, one thing I've always wanted to do is make this a career for a lifetime. So I've always
mm-hmm.
taken whatever steps necessary to protect my voice, even taking voice lessons, and I still do now. I have a vocal coach to my friend Alan McArath, whenever I'm getting ready to go do a tour of any type, I go there, and to make sure that I can hit those highs that I, you know, because I have a three and a half, four octave range, and I can still hit all of those notes because I've taken care of not only my voice but my body.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, mm-hmm. and that's one of the things because hey, I'm back out there and I'm out there for the long haul.
I heard that. Well, you know what? Well, let's give the folks a taste of what the long haul is.
All right.
I want to go right here because I have girl just feels like heaven, Miss Nail. Miss Nail. Immediately, I'm gonna have to play. This is the song that hit me, just knocked me back. It's called Imagine.
All right. Right after that.
Then we'll light the candle. I'll move my body next to yours. Let's see what you can handle.
This is Sway. I got a label.
Let's sway.
Let's sway. Imagine right after
that. Let's sway. I got a label wrong in my system. Oh, Lord. This is Let's Sway, y'all.
Yeah.
Play it, baby. Sway.
This is one that the kids like, the young people.
Love your sway. Let's sway, move this way.
That goes out to all my steppers out there, baby.
Oh, yes, yes. The young ones. My kids, they're the ones that taught, gave me the inspiration to write that song because they were always around here talking about swagger, you know, and I'm like, what's swagger? And then when I put it into a song and came back home from Chicago after I had recorded, I'm like, oh, mama, get down.
Okay, because see, girl, I'm waiting on the remix. So, girl, this year, everybody who does, you know, we know Detroit for stepping, although my step is off, honey, I ain't ballroom in a minute.
Me too.
You know, Detroit, Chicago, all the Midwest that like to step and twirl and think, girl, when I first heard this, I said, girl, I was at work, give me a cocktail.
My partner, the guy that did all the music on the Feels Like Heaven CD, and he's my business partner as well, Charles Matthews. He's also Jerry Butler's music director. He's from Chicago. He lives in Chicago. So that's where all those grooves come from. Yes.
Okay, dig that. Oh, and you know, on this particular album, I see that you've written all the songs except for one.
Yes. Charles.
Okay. What is writing like for you? Because we never knew you as the writer. We've always known you as the vocalist. So, you know, what is that experience for you, and where does writing take you?
Writing is actually the second best thing to singing. One of the things that Kenny and let me do on every Jones Girl song, McKinley Jackson and I, we were able to have a couple of songs. We did Show Love Today, Let's Be Friends First and Lovers. We wrote those, and a lot of people didn't know that because they were always album cuts. But I had at least two that he let me write on every song. And then, of course, She Knew About Me, which I wrote with him. So writing has always been something that I did, even in 93 and 95, when we kind of went to London and recorded, the Jones Girls recorded a very popular album over in London. And then I did a solo album over there, and I wrote or co-wrote most of the songs on both of those albums. So writing is something that I have been really wanting to do. And when last year I was on the Love Train tour with the OJs and Jerry Butler, the Recruiters, and a lot of people, and that's when Charles and I met. And that's when I got back into this writing, and we put this whole project together because I wanted something. I wanted a vehicle to really get me back out there, and I wanted it to reflect a little bit of the old, but bring it, you know, to the 21st century as well with the music. And his music did just that, to enable me to write the lyrics, you know, where they're simple, they're direct, they're about love, they're about inspiration, and that's how this whole project came together.
And then it doesn't take 6 minutes to tell a story. See, that's what I missed from back in the day. You know?
That's what I did. I said, we got to make this stuff because, you know, back in the day, you would. Now, we got some remixes coming up now on for Running Out of Time. Imagine, which is one that everybody's loving. And I think that's the one you really like, too.
And I'm hoping, wait a minute, because I want to play that.
It's right after that.
I got it loaded up in the queue, but I've labeled it wrong. Hold on. But while we talk about the old school, let me go here, because you stopped it with this one right here. Old school interlude.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on and play now. Thank you.
Fast or slow, here we go. You
a little soul, a little jazz, a little blues, R&B, a lot of soul. Here we go, you set the mood. Oh, move into a little soul, what you need. I got it,
I got it.
What you want? Let's talk about it.
Chicago recording the first four songs, which was Heaven, Running Out of Time, Let's Sway, and I forget which one of the other ones. Charles just happened to have that on like one of the tapes, and I said, what's that? What's that? And he said, oh, it's just a little musical thing that I had. I said, oh, no, I want, let me take that back. Let me take that back with me. Let me take that one back with me. And then I told him, and then that's when on the way back, flying from Chicago to Atlanta, this old school interlude just kept coming up. And I told him, I said, you know, it's only like 2 minutes, 2:30 or 2:40. I said, let's put it right in there before, you know, the rest of the CD. And that's how that one came about.
Girl, this this is just a little puss song, honey, because it's just so cute and so smooth.
Right.
And then the background, girl, you're killing me. Oh, I'm dying over here. I'm like, oh my God, this is working me senselessly.
Everything jazz, R&B, so you know, it was all there, fast or slow. Hey, however you wanted it, the DJs would be what you want. Let's fast. You want it slow? Hey, here we go.
Exactly. Wow, honey. Okay. See, that's all in my crawl right now. It's in my shoulders. Oh, yeah. Because I'm sitting over here, I'm rocking, and music, stuff like that just drives me crazy, honey. I'm sitting here slapping myself in my big old forehead, and I'm like, oh my God, this
is sickening.
And
because music, I am a music aficionado. I absolutely love not only singing, but performing. Performing is my first, and that's what I want this CD to do for me. Because the Jones Girls, you know, the OJs. Kenny Gamble made the OJs take us out with the first You're Gonna Make Me Love Somebody Else. And they taught us really how to perform behind working with Diana and then the OJs. And we were always known for our being able to entertain, being able to have people in the audience, when they leave that theater, say, they sound just like the record. That's my goal.
Okay.
You know, and that is that's the way we were taught from back in the day when we were in Detroit coming up with my mom, on up through Invictus Records, on up through with Curtis Mayfield, on up to Diana Ross singing with her. That is how we learned how to perform. And the reason I really wanted to put this CD out is to really get me back out there in the entertainment feel to at the theaters, because having people smile and take people away from all of the problems, especially in this world that we live in now.
Exactly.
That is my goal. I feel that's what I was put here to do through the voice that God blessed me with, being able to put a show together that takes people away from all of their problems and everything that life throws at you for that hour or hour and a half. And that's what I intend to do and to keep doing for the rest of my life.
Well, all right then. Now, you said that for me. Now, you said that right there. Okay. Now, how difficult was it for you when you became a mom and you're now your mother and you have your own family and you're out entertaining, you got to pay the bills, you got to get the house, you got the baby need pampers, the baby got to have uniforms for school.
You know, it wasn't difficult for me because I happened to marry a former Harlem Globetrotter, and he was with the 76ers too. We were married for 23 years. I have one natural child that is now 21, almost 22. He's 6'7",
mm-hmm.
and he's been in school on a basketball scholarship. But the interesting, that's Cameron, my baby. I think he's listening
mm-hmm.
somewhere too. Cameron Hubbard, he's my only natural child. Everybody calls him Cam. And but the interesting thing is that the Jones girls, our personal assistant, Sandra Grimes, she was our, the Jones, everybody thought she was the fourth Jones girl because she was out on the road with us for 7 years. She and I were best friends. We were friends for over 30 years. She had adopted a couple of kids and moved here to Atlanta when I moved. And she adopted a couple of kids before they were like 1 year old. Well, in 2007, she went in to have lap band surgery. And
mm-hmm.
on a Tuesday, and on a Friday, my godkids, her two children, they called me. They found her dead on the bathroom floor.
My Lord.
And so the DFACS was talking about taking these children. But fortunately, she had asked me years before that if something ever happened to her, because I was their legal godmother, would I take them? And I'm like, of course, because, you know, I knew that she would do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
you know, if Cameron, you know, had been adopted or, you know, that type of thing. But Cameron had his father. His father and I are divorced now. I've been divorced for 2 years. But all of this happened at the same time. In 2007, I left my husband of 20-something years. Cameron, a week before he graduated from high school, she passed away, and
Lord,
yes. Yeah, so they were 11 and 14. They are now, I can proudly say, 15 and 17, almost 18. They are both A and B students. David is getting ready to graduate in May, and Victoria is the daughter I've always wanted. And God has brought us through from 2007 to now 2010, because I absolutely
okay.
refuse to let those children go back into the system.
Well, okay, how about that?
Yeah.
How about that? Let me see if, because there's a perfect segue into this, so I'm hoping that I cue this in right.
That's it.
Here we go. Oh, Shirley, stop. Okay.
Won't be easy, but for your love I yearn.
no matter what came our way. Just imagine.
One of them songs where happy or sad, it's just a road trip song, or I like to sit by the water and just cast your cares on everything and just sit and meditate. Girl.
That's what my kids, they, because it was so many experiences, primarily my two new kids and then my own child and then relationships that went into me writing that song. And that's what everyone says. It's like so relaxing because nobody knows. You know, people, one thing about it is if you can just imagine peace, if you can imagine a world where everybody gets along, nobody's judging anybody about your race, your religion, your sexual orientation. Just imagine how this world would be if we all would just love one another and respect one another and, you know, and respect life. Because to me, one thing about it, the way we were raised, I don't care who you are, what you do. We all have gone through things. But the one thing that we do have in common is that we are all created equally. And we all share the same. There are so many similarities than there are differences. And
that's
if more
right.
people,
that's
and
right.
that's why I say, just imagine a world where everybody loves everybody. Imagine.
Girl. I mean, and see, this song is so transcendent because whether you're happy, whether you're sad, whether you're being intimate with someone, the song is just all-encompassing. And it just takes you wherever space you in. It's a transcending song like that.
Well,
the keys on this is beautiful. The arrangement
that's Charles. That's all Charles. And you know what? I recorded that song, and that's why when people, as a lot of the DJs across the country that are playing it now, that's their favorite song. And the one thing that Charles always tells me, you know, he says, and just remember, he said, you know, we weren't sure. When he sent me that track, he wasn't sure what I was going to do with it or anything. And then when I went to record it, that is the one song, I think there may be one other on there, that I recorded in one take, no other take. So when something like that, you have to know that the spirit is involved in everything. I did it in one take.
Ain't that a girl? Yes. Oh, yes, yes. Now, you know, with this emotion, I got to bring somebody in here who's been listening to the show. And if I, this is just a perfect segue. Come on in here, Miss Michi. I got to get you in.
Well, hello, and you hello. Know what? I gotta come to that shop because you know I love me some clothes, honey.
God bless you. You can have anything you want. Do you hear me? I just, oh my God, it's like I just have to tell you how much I love you and thank you for just being you. I just have to say thank you. And if Brenda is listening, I have to tell her thank you.
Oh,
because,
you are so welcome.
Oh my God, it's like you ladies, at the time when I was 7 years old, I was going through, you know, trying to figure out who I was. And
mm-hmm.
at the time I was young and I was always being, you know, teased about being gay and all of this other stuff. And then the things that was going on in my family as far as, like, my parents divorcing and me going into another family, there was so much turmoil going on. And one day I was so hurt this one day, and I kept looking at this album, and it was At Peace With Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, this is, you know, who are these ladies? They're so pretty, and the album cover and the, you know, the garments that you ladies were wearing, it was like, this, you know, who is this? So I put this album on, and the vocals soothed me so much that it took away all of my pain in that moment.
Oh my God.
And from this day on, that album is the album that gets me through all of my pains, all of my sorrows. If I'm having a bad day, if I'm having a good day, I'll always treat myself to a Jones Girls record. Do you hear me?
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank
and,
you so much.
And I just wanted to say God bless you. And when I moved to Atlanta 10 years ago, I was working at Red Lobster, and Brenda had walked in, and she walked past, and I recognized her instantly. And I had one of my server friends. I was like, "Go ask her, is she Brenda Jones?" And my friend went and asked her, and he came back and he was like, "Yeah." She said, "Yeah. How did you know?" So I went to her and I was like, I introduced myself to her and I let her know who I was, and she was like, "Well, how did you know who I am?" And I said, "I looked at your hands." And I could tell that was you because the Jones girls always had these beautiful hands.
Nails.
And their nails were always beautiful. And I always looked at the album as I played it. And she was like, wow. And I was like, I just wanted to tell you that you ladies have always been like big sisters to me when I was growing up. Because my sister, when my parents divorced, my mother took my sister and my father took all of the boys. So I was around all of this heavy testosterone. And it was like I could not be what, you know, all the boys were doing.
Right.
So it was like the only place of refuge I had was to go in my room, lock myself in my room, and not get in trouble, but play this Jones Girls At Peace With Woman album. And from this day forward, I just wanted to say bless you and thank you for putting peace and love inside of me. And it's, I could go on and on, but I just want to thank you for your vocals.
Well,
they were so soothing.
You and I have always, and I know Brenda feels the same way. I haven't talked to her in a while, and she's here. We both are here in Atlanta, but you know I'm busy, and she's doing. She's a grandmother now, so she has a little grandbaby.
I know.
Yes. And you know that I feel that's why we were put here on Earth, like I was telling Big Meech, and the reason I went through everything that I've gone through as far as
mm-hmm.
putting this record out, raising these children, my girlfriend's children,
mm-hmm.
is because I just truly believe I was put here to bring peace and just you know, relax, where people can just take my music and relax and get away from the problems. Not, because they're not going to be removed. I mean, you know, you have them, but if I can sing something or say something to make
and put a Band-Aid on.
Yeah, that's what I feel my job is to do. With the voice that God blessed me with, and I thank Him every morning, all day long. Okay. I thank God for the voice of being able to just bring peace and just so have people relax and take me, you know, like Carol Gunn, take me away. Shirley, take me away with your music. Jones Girls, take me away.
Yes, and then I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to let you guys get back into your interview. It's the song I Close My Eyes from the At Peace With Woman album.
That's Brenda.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I asked her when I saw it, I was like, are you the one that sings I Close My Eyes? She was like, yeah, how do you know? I was like, I can tell.
Oh, yeah. And whenever she would do that in the show, it would just turn things out. It would just turn it out.
And to this day, I have to say, to all my friends on Facebook, and I always send them this song, and they know who they are, I always send them Love, Don't Ever Say Goodbye.
Oh, my goodness.
I do. And it's like, it got to a point where everybody was like, oh, my God, where did you find this song? I'm like, honey, just know that these are my babies here.
And you know
every
what?
Time I'm going through, it's just awesome. That song gets me through it, and I just want to thank you, and I just want to say God bless you, God bless you, and I'm sending you this big hug and this sugar.
Oh, and we're going to do, I'm going to come by that shop. I'm going to hit you on Facebook, and I'm going to come by, and we're going to do lunch. And you know that Love Don't Ever Say Goodbye, Grover Washington, that was one of the last things that he did. That's him, actually. Grover Washington, yes.
God bless you. God bless. And Big Meats, I just want to say thank you for playing that Mary Fraser Jones song at the beginning.
Oh my
now, you God. Got me, too.
Run upstairs and get some tissue. I had to get some tissue because I'm
me
my
too.
Mom.
I'm like, Nahida sat here and brought Mama out, and ain't nobody ever.
Yes.
and Big Meats, I love you. God bless you. And thank you so much for that.
Love
Shirley,
you, Meats.
I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Love
God
you,
God bless you, Shirley.
Love you,
I love
too. God
you,
bless you.
God bless you, too, baby.
All righty.
All right.
Lord have mercy. That's my baby right there, honey.
I know.
Wow.
I tell you, you know, it's just so, it's just even talking to you has been just such, you don't know. People just don't know, just, you know, what each of us go through. And When I got these children, I prayed and I cried and I cried and I prayed because my goal was when my son graduated, I was headed to California to really, I had a label deal signed up, but God had other plans. And like I said, she passed the week before, and all I can say is I'm so happy that people love not only the Jones Girls, but, you know, are loving and learning to see what, you know, I'm about, the Jones Girls. We've always been about love and just peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my whole inspiration. And I really want to say quickly to your listeners, the CD's not out everywhere yet. It will be after the first of the year, but right now they can get it at cdbaby.com/CD/Shirley Jones.
That's right. Put it out there. Say it again, girl. Say it again.
cdbaby.com/CD/Shirley Jones.
Yes, they can.
I am
so loving this.
And me too.
I am so loving this. And what I am... See, my personal experience with the Jones Girls coming up, I'm 40, so I'm all day a 70s baby.
Okay.
So I was there at, you know, when You're Gonna Make Me Love Somebody Else hit, and one of my all-time favorite tunes that just sends me into oblivion is Get As Much Lovin' As You Can.
Oh, yeah. That's another one of Luther's favorites. Yeah, and that... Yep, she knew about me and Get As Much Love As You Can. Those were his favorite Jones Girl songs.
Child, okay, he and I have been having too many similarities forever. he has a higher range than I do, but we have the same singing style and this, that, and the other. I'm okay, Lou, what you telling me, baby? Anywho.
Yes.
But that song there, it another transcendental piece. You know, it sends me there. It has a gospel flavor to it. It has a flavor to it, you know, to be romantic, to be cathartic if you're going through, honey.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song. It's very transcending, honey, because
it's
a song of hope.
It is. It's true.
Oh.
Gamble and Huff. Get as much loving as you can.
Ooh, girl, you gonna do that.
Get as much loving as you need. Be careful of what you think. I remember that. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Get as much loving as you desire. Get as much loving as you can. Get as much loving as you need. Oh, yes.
Oh, I told you, girl. Oh, my God, I'm flying over here. I am flying. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Mm.
Oh, I tell you.
Okay, breathe and exhale, honey. Breathe and exhale.
Yeah, we both should. Woo.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God, that there. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes,
oh.
I tell you. Pick and choose.
Oh.
It's up to you. That's right.
Exactly. See, that's the message. And it's up to girl, it's all of that.
Right.
And with all of your music, even though it may not have been considered to be gospel, it had a strong message. And that's what I love about everything about you, girl.
Inspirational. That's right. Inspirational. Because
yes.
And even in that's even though Gamble and Huff wrote that, we had to prove those songs. We never wanted to sing anything negative, anything that was, you know, that would make people feel bad about themselves. Everything, the Jones Girls, and even me now, everything I sing is inspiring. Into that, that's what I enjoy singing, inspirational songs, love
okay.
songs about love, because that's what it's all
girl.
About. I always say we're in this thing together, and if people, like when I wrote Imagine, if people would just learn to respect, honor, treat everybody the way you want to be treated, then, hey, imagine what this world would be.
Okay. Girl, where you at, honey? Where's the upcoming shows? Girl, because, see, I'm one. Now, I'm going to have to say, I got to say this, because everybody who knows me know I have to be in front, but I got to be far enough back, so because I got a 39-inch arm, inch length. Wingspan, honey,
okay.
off of one hand, and I can't because I'm a hitter. You cannot tickle my spine, and I can't release it. So I have to be far enough back so when I wave my handkerchief, it don't hit you. Because I don't want to hurt you. I want you to sing it, honey, but you can't be working me at the same time. It's just, you know, it's one of the moments.
Right.
So where you at, girl, so we can come and see you?
Well,
so
I'm
I can sit up there and call you all out your name again, and I'll be like, sing, Heifer,
well,
and all
know
of that.
What? You
where
know
you
what? December 16th, I think I'm going to be here in Atlanta. We're working on it now, and I'm going to let you know. Because
okay.
We're going to be in contact, but December 16th, I'm going to be here in Atlanta. And as soon as everything's finalized, I'm going to definitely let you know because I want you and Michi, I want all y'all right up there with me. Even though, it's going to be more like a listening party for my CD. But it is
no.
scheduled for December 16th here in Atlanta. Once everything's locked down, I'll let you know, and then that way you can help me promote it. And I will
yes,
be singing.
Ma'am.
I'll be doing like 3 or 4 songs from both the Jones Girls and the new CD.
Lovely. Well, you know what? Let me give them this one. I have to do this one. I had a talk with my man, honey, because you know you're
oh,
working.
Yeah.
Thank you.
assured me everything was still alright. As the night grew light, my blues got bright. He made me know I was the star of the show. He said he was mine all to myself. I won't and he won't ever need nobody else. He took me in his arms and turned on my alarm. Oh, yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I had a talk with my man last night. Oh, we're coming.
I talked
with my man.
We talked.
Yeah. Oh, we talked.
I talked.
I sat down and had a talk with my man last night.
Last night.
He filled my heart with pure delight. He told me that he needed me more than words could ever say. And then he went on to prove it in such a sweet, sweet way. He said, never again lonely will you be. And that's when he asked to marry me. I began to cry. He kissed the tears from my weeping eyes. Oh, yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I had a talk with my man.
Of Mittie Collier. Yes. That old remake, I think that was made back in 1965 or 6. A friend of mine told me that I should do that song, and he's a former DJ, and I'm so glad he recommended that one for me.
Girl, I'm glad too, child.
Yeah.
That's another one of them anthems, honey. That's going to be a new anthem, girl. Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Also my man, honey.
Yes.
Now, you know, that's interesting, because speaking of remakes, how did you girls deal with Patty redoing You're Going to Make Me Love Somebody Else.
Now, did she do it? I thought Patty redid
it. Yes, she did it, honey. Patty redid that.
Okay. Well, I'm happy because, you know, normally, just like with Escape, when they redid Who Can I Run To, it always generates buzz for the original. So we got a lot of airplay, you know, from Who Can I Run To when they redid it, Escape, when they redid Who Can I Run To. And the same
thing. Yes, because I am one, honey, with these little young kids who love to believe that something was new. Oh, this is a new song. I'm like, no, honey, no.
Right.
Let me take you on back, because I got to introduce you to music, you know.
Right.
and
that's what happened.
Especially
with that one, with Who Can I Run To, the radio was constantly playing ours. Then they play theirs, and then they would play ours, or they play ours, and then they would play theirs. You know, because it was similar, but you know, the original. You a lot of times you can't beat the original.
Exactly.
Charles and I wanted to do with this one, because this one was redone so long ago, the original was so long ago. We wanted to have, you know, memories of that, but change it completely. And I mean, he did a heck of a job. I mean, who's ever heard of opening up a song with harp, you know, the harp?
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
Girl, because those harps, and I get the feel of the album, because see, it ties into the whole title. It just feels like heaven.
It feels
because
like heaven. Because
you get all this spiritual and all of that, honey. So when I heard that track, I was like, oh, I get it. I get it.
Yes.
You know, because it just takes you there. And everything here, you know, I mean, even Les Sway, honey, is heavenly. Because, see, when you're in your zone, that's where you're at, honey. All right.
Right.
You know, when you imagine it, well, how you just outlined, imagined, you know, that is heaven. If everyone was on one accord,
exactly,
with removing all the discord of what life has for us, and just learn to love and respect one another. And I like how you said, and respect life.
Exactly.
That's heaven. So I got it, honey. It feels like heaven, baby.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have to go. I am telling you, honey, and y'all know when it comes to music, you know Big Meech don't lie about no music. I do not lie. Y'all know how I am. You have got to bunch this. For those of you who are old school children, and I'm going to say seasoned and sophisticated, honey, because we know we come from that time where it was real instruments. There were no tracks. You know, when we had real instrumentation, honey, you could hear that in these tracks here. And on here, because it gives you all that you need, honey. For my new babies out there who are introducing yourself to music, honey, I'm telling you, these songs here are going to take you to a brand new place. So you need to go to cdbaby.com/CD/Shirley Jones. You
yes.
need to go and pick this up immediately, honey. Immediately, 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 immediately. And put this in your rotation. Okay, now y'all heard a couple of tracks on here. Now I can't give it to you all, because then, you know, I want to tease you, because I want you to go and to experience it and get intimate with it for yourself. But the tracks that I played were the ones that hit me immediately. And like I said, honey, you know, they transcend, honey. So for those of you who love to make your little mood tapes and all that, you got a number of songs over here to choose from that. So you could have a successful evening, honey, if you're going to be intimate and romantic. Honey, if you're going to get out there and sway, have a cocktail, honey, get sway on, honey. Yeah, it's everything here, honey. This old school interlude, that girl, okay, for all my
sisters
out there who
y'all
know, chat.
If you want to think about the old days, it's all there. I feel like heaven has something for everybody. And December 16th, I'm going to let you know, because my kids are getting ready to come in from school, and I'm going to let you know about December 16th, where it's going to be, and I hope to see you and everybody out there.
I promise, honey, I'm going to be there with bells on, honey. I may have to wear a tambourine, all that. Okay, now.
I want to see I love it.
Okay, now, you ain't said nothing but a word, girl. Nothing but a word. Okay.
I've enjoyed you so much,
oh,
and I look so
darling,
forward
is,
to actually meeting you face to face.
Same here, my baby. I thank you so much, honey, for all that you've done for me. What you and the sisters, what you girls have done for me, we're going to go out and giving Valerie a nod because she's now one of the ancestors looking
That's
over us.
Right.
We're going to give Mama Frazier, you know,
yes,
a nod for looking over us, you know. And I just say, honey, bless you.
You and bless you and all of your listeners, and let's bless this world. Let's bless this world, and remember, we are all in this thing together. Let's love one another. No, just remember one thing. God has given all of us life, and that means we are to respect each other and respect life.
All right, now. And on that, honey, enough said.
Love you.
I love you back, baby. Yes, I do.
Take care. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, sweethearts, it has been a joy. It has been a complete joy. If you're listening, okay, that ended perfectly because I'm out of time on the switchboard. So those of you, okay, ain't God fabulous? Okay, that was right on time. So if you're still on the phone, honey, you're getting all of this. And when you come back to the archives, honey, you get everything else. Wasn't that just spectacular? Wasn't that just spectacular, honey? I can't stand it. Okay, I'm so glad I don't have to go into the donut shop right now because I'm in a mode and I don't want to share this with everybody at the job just yet. I just need to process this down because that there, y'all know how I get giddy and carried on, but babies, yes. Thank you so much for all of your love and your support. That was Miss Shirley Jones, honey, of the legendary Miss Shirley Jones of the Jones Girls. So I want to thank you for all of that. Let me remind you once again that in March 24th, 25th through the 28th, Orlando, Florida, we have the Spring Fling Getaway, honey. Come on down. It's going to be at the Parliament House for that weekend. It's going to be the erotic weekend down there. And this here is for the men of size, honey. If you are a big boy or a big boy lover, want to come down, you're more than welcome to come and party with us down there in Orlando, Florida. It is my birthday month. Although my birthday is the 4th, I celebrate all month long, so I will be in birthday mode down in Florida. March 25th through the 28th, go to www.bigbrothersnetwork.com for all of your registration information. And for Pharaoh's Treasure Box, I told you I was going to come back to this announcement. Pharaoh's Treasure Box and Art by Soul will be at the Sherwood Forest Gallery for an art sale November 6, 2010 from 3 to 7 p.m. And the Sherwood Forest is located at 19500 Livernois Avenue in Detroit. They're going to have a 20 to 50% holiday savings sale. So make sure you come on out. The event is free to show up. And just come in there ready to do your shopping for your Christmas gifts and all those kinds of things for your wall decorations and stuff. And, you know, to do something different for the holiday season. So that there is Pharaoh's Treasure Box and Art by Soul, November 6th, which is this Saturday. So if you have any more questions, go to 248-688-5178 or 5179 for more information. Okay. So with that, my darlings, I thank you for your time, and I thank you for all of your love and your support. And, honey, get as much loving as you can, baby. Did she do that? All right, I'm babbling right now because I'm excited. Y'all know how I get, so I got to close it down. Thank you, and I will see you guys next week. Keep in mind, we got Christopher Williams coming up December 1st. The real Christopher Williams. Yes, he's coming. I'll talk with you soon. Ciao.